This week has been a very trying week. My family members know that it's been very a trying week for all of us. And I just want to say thank you to my family, to my friends, who have supported me down through the years. My uncle that I call Daddy, my brother, my aunt that I call Mom, and I got a new person in my life. It's been there all the time, but we became close about 3 years ago, although we are first cousins. But you know, sometimes when you need a shoulder to cry on, somebody to help you with funeral arrangements and all that kind of stuff, I thank you, Brenda. Brenda and I have really been going through something since April. And as all my other family members. And I just thank God for the pastor. Although sometimes you might not think it, but there's a lot of caring and a lot of sharing. And Reverend Zane this morning, I didn't want to miss Sunday school. So I had to rush pastor on a little bit. And he told me this morning, don't stress him out. And I told him he was stressing his own self out because I wanted to get to Sunday school. So again, I say thanks to all of you. It is the greatest of the pleasure for me to stand here, and I don't know how Reverend Jane and Pastor Frazier do it every Sunday, but I've wrestled with this message for ever since I was told asked by Sister Latrice to do it. God gave me the message on the night I was asked, but I didn't have the scripture reference. So I asked Pastor, and he said, well, there are many references that I can give you. So I searched and I searched and I came up with Romans 12, chapter 1. But before I get to that, my husband and my children remind me all the time that I preach every day. But sometimes if I didn't preach every day, yeah, they wouldn't go right. So my husband says I have a lifetime of experience in preaching. But look what got it. quite often it is hard for me to buy something for the pastor for his birthday, Father's Day, Christmas, any day, because when you think you know something that he wants, he goes out and buy it. And then he comes and say, look what I got. And the children and I get on the phone, he's already bought it. I'm worried about it. So many of us are late today. We often have the same problem with doing things in the church. You will say, what can I give God who has been so good to us and who has everything in the palm of his hand? What can I give to someone who truly has everything? So I went to my Bible and I looked and I found Romans 12. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us pray. Almighty and wonderful God, mold me, shape me to do what you have assigned me to do for this lay day. Lord, I say thank you for this day. Thank you for my church family, my family, friends. Lord, and when it all comes down and said and done, we know, Lord, that you have the blessings for each one of us that we will receive at some point in time in our lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I would like for you to think on this thought. Giving God your best. Or, for those of you who remember the music, when music was music, and the words had meaning, and words could be understood, giving him something he can feel. At first, I would just like to say, give him your all, and I will sit down, and we can go and have cake and punch, and then we can go home. Since he knows us, he feels what we feel. He knows about all our hurts and happiness, our trials and our triumphs. But do we really know who he is? We certainly know about him and his son, but we really know him. This morning I'm going to talk about three things I see from a layman's point of view. And as the pastor said, I will be through. The first thing that I see is convenience. Have you ever decided to make a cake or wash your car and find out that you didn't have all the ingredients and you would run to the all-night convenience store to purchase what you need? Well, sometimes we do the same thing in church by only going to church on Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, praying when something is truly wrong. You know, sometimes people don't pray when things are going right. They only pray when things are going wrong. So God wants you to give him something that he can feel. He wants you to give him love. Love each other as yourself. Well, you know, sometimes we can't love one another. Like the pastor always said, we only have one eye. So if you hate somebody, you got to meet them down that aisle. When you get outside, it might be something totally different. But in the church, you must show love. And in doing that, you have to love one another as well as yourself. The second point is give God a conversation. You know, sometimes we can strike up a conversation about recipes, about our children, our neighbors, football games. Yes, even the football kick between Dallas and the Redskins. And that's a good conversation around my house. Dallas and the Redskins. Because we got a whole lot of Dallas fans and not a lot of Redskins fans. But have you struck up a conversation with God lately? One way to develop a conversation with God is open the scriptures and read to discover the word and what it tells you about the mind, the affections, and the values of God. Ask him to help you. You know the desires of your heart. He knows the desires of God's heart. Listening to God will lead you to victory. For the Lord said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3:20. This is the key that opens the door to prayer through your conditions and your circumstances that will drive you to pray. Because God is knocking on your door, lay people. You might not realize, but he's knocking on your door of your heart to spread the good news through to the world. Through him that you can be saved. You can't be saved by the pastor. You can't be saved by your friends. You can't be saved by your mother nor your father. But through him you can be saved. The last thing we can give God is commitment. After we find the time to God that is saying convene, and after we've talked to God conversation, we need to make a commitment to God. As politician knows, talk is cheap, so use it plenty. Laymen will sometimes talk the talk rather than walk the walk. Certainly, it will do us well for all of us to talk the talk, where it would appear, at least on the other side, that we are all on the Lord's side. But you know, it's hard sometimes when you're having one of those days and somebody's working on your last nerve. Have you ever had anybody work on your last nerve? I can tell you sometimes Pastor works on my last. And sometimes when Pastor Reverend James stand up here, they step on a lot of toes. And sometimes Pastor get nosy, he wants to know everything. But that's what God wants to know. God wants to know your every being. He wants to know about your hurts, your ups and downs. And I can interject this. There are a lot of people that confuse me sometimes. Because I always hear people say, I'm not going to claim that illness. I'm not going to claim this. But you know, I had a grandfather that told me, in order for God to heal you, you need to claim everything that you have. And you know, I just started believing that because my grandfather lived to be 105. Now, he claimed every ache and every pain that he had. And you know what? I claim them too. Because I want to be healed. I don't know about you all, but I want to be healed because sometimes when Alpha kick in, it's rough. So I just want to say, you have to give God your everything, your all in all, in order to be saved. When the housework get too much, or when the bank account get too low, you can call on God. You know, that's the conversation that you need to have with God. That he will make a way out of no way. And, you know, I always tell my children, when they say they are broke, I say, the Lord will make a way. That somehow is. My son always says, Mom, Dad, can a bar? I say, no, but there is much work down in this house that you can do that you can earn some money. So, giving God your best. At times it's hard to walk the walk, but we are committed. God will make a way somehow. Usually, if we have started something like washing our car, or baking a cake, if we stop right in the middle of what we're doing, you know you'll have a mess. Can you imagine trying to bake a cake and you stop right in the middle? What will happen? You know that cake batter gonna fall. You're not gonna get the best cake that you want. Can you imagine, ladies, if you go and get your hair done and you stop right in the middle of a shampoo? And the hairdresser said, wait a minute, I got five other people. That hairdresser know that you're not going anywhere because you're committed to getting that hair done. So that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be committed. And as lay people, if we know God, nobody can tell us how good God is. So once again, I say, give your best to God. Give him something that you can feel. You know the song. Give him something that you can feel. And he can feel your every being. Amen. So I say to my church family today, my 3 points is give God your best. Give him convenience, conversation, and commitment. And giving him something he can feel.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this message. Hoping that it struck up a nerve in somebody today, Lord, that they may give their hearts and their lives to Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.